The Florida Fertilizer and Agrochemical Association annual meeting wraps up after great attendance, a number of special guests, and several timely presentations in Thursday's general session. For one, Coca-Cola executive Tim Angel offered specifics on their response to HLB. With brands like Simply Orange and Minute Maid Orange Juice, Coca-Cola has a lot at stake as a major orange juice supplier and a global leader in the beverage industry. While Coca-Cola executives see more tough times ahead, Angel says they want to continue to be supportive to the industry's combined efforts against HLB. They've also invested some $14 million of their own funds in research they are doing, and even offers a suggestion alliances can be expanded to involve more commercial companies in the increasingly coordinated effort to find answers to citrus greening. Another talk featuring University of Florida professor Bill Messina with an in-depth look at Cuba's changing tides from an agricultural view. Stressing the university's role as analysts, not advocates, Messina had some surprises in his comments, noting for one that the education system in Cuba is good with literacy rates about the same as here in the U.S. But the island nation's food production capabilities have been so decimated over the years, the country now buys 80% of its food from other countries who will extend it credit to do so. We have comments from the speakers and more to share, so stay tuned for reports to come, and we'll soon get those complete interviews posted to southeastagnet.com for your access as well. From the FFAA annual meeting for Southeast Agnet, I'm Gary Cooper.